Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today is part two of our three-part series on recent updates to the waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explains how the details of the new proposed ruling and how it changes federal jurisdiction under WOTUS.
We believe that this rule is the most faithful reading of the Supreme Court decisions that have been handed down related to WOTUS. There are a handful of them. They all need to be considered. And we believe that this EPA and the Corps have taken all of that into account and that this is the most legally durable rule that we have seen to date. We do believe that it will appropriately balance the role of the federal government versus the role of state governments to regulate our nation's waters. One of the aspects that they were very clear on is that states have the primary role of protecting our nation's waters.
In November, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Department of Army announced a proposed rule that would clarify the definition of the waters of the United States and fully implement the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Sackett versus the Environmental Protection Agency. The proposed rule public comment period just closed on January 5th. For more information, you can log on to epa.gov/WOTUS. Part three of this series coming up in tomorrow's Line on Agriculture Report. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.